1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby Dooley joins us. She is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She is also the president of the parent teacher organization there, and as well, founder of an organization called MAA Mothers with Answers. And we thank you for joining us tonight, Bobby.
It's a pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
Your organization, Mothers with Answers, deals with teenage peer pressure. It deals with the problems associated with socializing for young people. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you, Phil. My husband believes that it is important for children to socialize at that age, as you mentioned, Phil, successfully. If they don't, we can see recounted again and again in our society the problems, for instance, that we experienced at Columbine, or even on a lesser scale, and that is the perception that some children are being bullied. Mothers with Answers is an organization that came together really at the urging of our husbands. We got together as women at the suggestion of our husbands to try to find an answer for this. And we've worked very hard on this in association with a great many psychologists.
When you say brought together at the urging of your husbands, what do you mean by that?
Because most of our husbands are working and are very much involved in their careers and can't devote the kind of time they want to this problem. They have urged us to take this on as a project. It gives a lot of us an activity. It also helps us refocus on our children a little bit more and a little less on some of the other social obligations we have. And it's fun. I think that's the bottom line. It's fun for us to get together and talk about a lot of the things that affect our kids, because it gets more and more difficult, Phil, nowadays to think about your kids when you've got so much else going on. And I know it's not a problem unique to our organization. I know there are mothers out there right now saying, I wish I had more time really to devote to my children. I wish I was more interested in my children, but I've got a career to look at. I have my own personal improvement that I want to look at. And so when do you have time for your children? Mothers with Answers has come up with solutions that can be very, very helpful.
All right, you're dealing with smoking, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, and this is a problem that is ongoing for generations. It was a problem in when I was a kid. It's been a problem before and after. And this is to help kids socialize, that is, be accepted by their peers, but not smoke.
Correct, Phil, and we think we've come up with a plan that we think is a surefire for a child to be able to go to either a middle school environment or a high school environment, successfully socialize with the other children, and at the same time not injure their health.
All right, now how is this done?
Well, we do seminars, and we also hand out flyers, but it's really very simply this. Much of cigarette smoking is attitude. It really isn't about inhaling the cigarette. I'm sure we all know the young person when we were all in school and someone would pass a joint. There were those of us who would pretend that we inhaled, or, you know, the old joke about President Clinton. The same can be done with cigarettes. You can light one up, but you don't have to inhale it. And that is, if there's one gift that we as mothers can give to our children, it's that go ahead and light that cigarette up if you have to, if you have to, if the social situation demands it, but you don't have to inhale it. And that solves two problems. First, you are holding the cigarette, and so you're not going to be as subject to the scrutiny of your peers or the put-downs. And also, you're not inhaling it. So the damaging effects of the cigarette don't take place.
But the kid still has to buy the cigarette, right? I mean,
well, kids are going to be able to buy cigarettes. It is not difficult for young people to get a hold of cigarettes. What we're saying is, as long as you have the cigarettes, you can be in a group of kids at a party. You can be with a group of kids before or after school and pull the cigarettes out of your backpack. That immediately is going to give you some social cachet. It'll give you some social standing. You can light the cigarette.
But you don't inhale.
But you don't inhale. That's my husband, Steve. And again, we do owe a lot to our husbands. Insofar as they suggest that we try to find solutions to these problems, in a way that would still also allow time for our other activities.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us, and our number here is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mothers with Answers, an organization that is devoted to socializing young teenagers successfully in our society, and at the same time, not injure their health. This is an organization you said was put together at the behest of your husbands because they're busy with their lives and you guys needed some things to do. When you tell a kid, go ahead and light the cigarette up, but don't inhale it, is it not tempting for the child to inhale it?
I don't think so, Phil. Cigarettes, by their very almost definition, are poisonous. I don't think anyone in their right mind is going to want to inhale a cigarette. I think that when a child lights a cigarette and puts the cigarette to his lips and puffs on it, but does not inhale the smoke, but puffs it out, he's getting enough of that nicotine kick without damaging himself.
How do you suggest a young person does that? So they have the cigarettes, they pull it out of their bag, they light it up.
They light the cigarette up, they put it to their lips. Now, what you're doing is you're drawing on the cigarette, that is inhaling, but not into the lungs. You're pulling the smoke into your mouth. You keep the smoke in your mouth, you remove the cigarette, and then slowly blow it out of either your mouth or through your nose. You have not inhaled it into your lungs. You have blown it completely free of the respiratory tract, but you have given the impression that you smoke cigarettes. Isn't that wonderful? And we also... I have some other tips on how to light the cigarette and so forth. So what's going on? Well, actually, two things. You look, if I can use the word, you look cool. We have agonized as mothers. How do we let our kids still look cool and not injure their health? You look cool, but you're not inhaling. And it's exciting, and I want to thank Kathleen Bellman, who helped me with some of the early work on this. Also, Janice Greeley, who put together our flyer and our seminars, and just and our husbands, who stood behind us in this project every step of the way. We're very excited about it, and we plan on kicking it off this fall.
Are you going to be going to high schools with this?
Yes, we are, Phil.
And in what way?
Well, we're going to be on campus handing out leaflets to the kids, giving them ideas as to how they might do this.
I'm not hearing you say, are you going to go to the school administrations, or...
We're going to go directly to the kids with this. Just tell them, here is a couple of ideas on how to use a cigarette in a non-injurious way. That's really the key here, Phil. And again, I want to thank my husband Steve and all of the husbands who allowed us, really sort of gave us the idea to do this. I was so involved in my own self-improvement, from the cosmetic surgery all the way down to working out. And we've been able to find something that we can all bond on that may help our children.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mothers with Answers on how young people can avoid smoking, but at the same time appear as if they are smoking, and that is to light the cigarette, do not inhale it, but just draw the smoke into your mouth and then blow it out. In other words, you're pretending to inhale. Mothers with Answers will be at various high schools this fall, and they will be handing out leaflets on just how kids might do this. Again, this was an idea that was not actually, did not really originate with the women. It originated with their husbands as a way for these women to have something to do other than the cosmetic surgery and a lot of the things that they do. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's really exciting for us.
Bobby Dooley with us from Mothers with Answers on how to keep your young people from smoking cigarettes, but at the same time, not injure them in terms of their social standing, because really that's what we're talking about, aren't we?
Well, I don't know if it's social standing, Phil. Yes, a lot of it has to do with that. You don't want your children made fun of or to look ridiculous. If they're standing in a crowd of other kids, if the other kids come from families that you are friendly with, these are families that might be important or prominent in your community, and you have those kids going to their homes and saying, you know, for instance, Mr. and Mrs. Henry's kids or any of the listeners, their kid is so stupid or is not cool, that'll weigh heavily in the minds of the parents those children are talking to as to whether those parents are going to want to socialize with you. And I think that's something to think about.
Well, no, you're talking about being included in the lives of the parents getting together, right?
But it also affects the children, too. Bottom line, the kids are not inhaling.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joanne, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Joanne?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I thought that was the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three children.
Mm-hmm.
I got 8 grandchildren and 14 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want them passing out pamphlets to tell my child how to hold it in their mouth and then blow it out.
Well, we're
what's
talking
wrong
about,
with just teaching your children morals and that it's okay for them not to want to do that? To abstain.
When you hold it in your mouth, though, you're not swallowing it. You see what I'm saying?
But you are giving them the impression that it's okay to smoke. And I can assure you, as an ex-smoker, eventually they will inhale it.
Well, if the child is not inhaling it, then it's not going into their lungs, and the addictive substance is not then in the bloodstream. So they won't be tempted because it's not addictive. See?
What about the secondhand smoke? They're blowing in somebody else's face.
Well, that, you teach the kids to blow the smoke in a direction where it is not going to go into their face.
You must be from another world than where I was from, because
I
do not believe none of that would work at all.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from Arkansas.
Well, I'm living in California, and I'm sure you'd agree there's a big difference between those two places. Kids out here are under a lot more pressure to look cool. Oftentimes you're socializing with the children of movie stars. What are you going to do if your child is standing there and is offered a cigarette by the son or the daughter of Harvey Keitel or Denzel Washington? Now you've got a decision to make. Turn it down, and suddenly the Washingtons, the Keitels, or whoever are not going to be inviting you over to their house anytime soon.
That's okay. They need to know that it's okay to say no.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What has that got to do with anything?
What?
Whether I get invited to the Denzel Washingtons because I'm not my kid standing there smoking a cigarette.
Well, it might not be important to you, but there are those of us. I am involved in a great many social activities. I don't need my children gumming the works up for me. You see? So that's what I'm saying.
You don't need your children coming to work, so you're going to have them stand there.
But they are pretending to smoke. Is anyone listening here? I mean, am I by myself?
All right.
You are. You are by yourself.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. They're pretending. It's in their mouth.
No.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as.
Well, maybe you never had anything in your mouth that you couldn't take in.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
That's pretending to drink. I mean, you know, can you pretend to drink a beer with your friends?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you can?
Of course. You can just have it in your mouth a little bit, and you can spit it out. It's not a difficult thing.
Okay.
All right. You're not supposed to have your...
I don't agree with you, but I don't agree with...
You're not supposed to have your radio turned up. Do you have your radio turned up?
And holding your smoke in.
Is your radio turned up, Ron?
Is your radio turned up?
It's off.
Is it off? Is your radio off?
Yes.
Can you turn it on for me?
I can turn it on.
Yeah, turn it on, please.
All right.
All right. Now turn it up. Is it all the way up?
No.
Turn it all the way up.
Hey, it's up.
All the way?
Not all the way.
No, turn it all the way up.
All right.
Well, I still don't hear it.
I can't hear it either.
Well,
I'm in a bad area.
Are you bad?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver.
All right.
This is truck driver, and I just listen to your station here.
Okay.
But I disagree with, you know, with the smoking, and I disagree with, you know, pretending to drink.
Well, you can pretend to drink and just spit it out. I tried to make the point to the last caller. You can have it in your mouth. You don't have to have it.
But yeah, you don't have to inhale it.
Exactly.
Right.
And the same goes with drinking. the children today desperately want to be accepted, as their parents do.
Right, and if they're going to be accepted, they're going to be tempted to swallow that alcohol and inhale that cigarette.
Were you ever, when you were a young man, were you tempted to swallow?
Well, absolutely, but I grew out of that stage, and I don't do any of that.
Did
I don't
you spit
smoke,
it out?
I don't drink or nothing.
All right.
I mean, you know, I...
You don't swallow, but you don't spit it.
Would you? Thank you very much, Ron. Good points that you're making. I think it's difficult to tempt a child that way without expecting that somewhere along the line they're going to pick up that habit. 1-800-449-8686.
Can I say something? Because I'm the person really feel I think that has the. I was asking him, does he spit or swallow the beer? And I think
I understand that.
And I think what you're assuming or alluding to is something having to...
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Matthew. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Matthew.
Oh, hello.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call and say, mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with you, lady, because, I mean, there's obviously something going on.
Why do you think...
Why would you not raise your kids to stand up for what they believe in?
Because children get brutal. Because they get bullied, and then it turns into Columbine 4. Okay? There, I'm spitting it out for you.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. You want kids to come to school with semi-automatic weapons, and
that's not going to turn into that. Bullying is not the same as a kid not being socially accepted.
I think not being socially accepted is worse.
Go ahead. You were going to say, Matthew?
Okay. When I was growing, I'm 22 now, and I just got out of high school 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I was in high school in ninth grade, I was the kid with the cigarette trying to get other people to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you something. If those parents knew what kind of person I was back in high school, they wouldn't want them to pretend to smoke to hang out with me.
Well, were they pretending to smoke?
Well, no, they weren't pretending to smoke, but it's the same situation. If they're smoking, they're smoking.
Well, but they could have pretended to smoke and have been accepted by you.
Okay, here's the thing. What if they were pretending to smoke? I don't really know. Maybe they were.
All right, and they were accepted by you.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, is that good? Let me tell you something. After I started smoking pot. I started doing other drugs.
Well,
doing pain pills.
What do your parents do?
What my parents do? My parents were very involved in my life, but you know
why?
Right, I hid it from my parents.
That's why we want the kids, because...
Yeah, did you hear what the man said?
Well, what happens is this. If the kid that you're smoking with comes from a family that is at heart a good family, and is at heart a good strong marriage, and is at heart a good family representative in the community, if the kids are smoking or they're getting into pills, that's the short-term loss. The long-term benefit.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know.
Are you serious?
Are you saying the kids should pop pills and smoke? And
No, I'm not.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have a paper on heroin?
Did you
do... needle on your arm, but don't push the stuff in?
Well, I don't know if that's... Well, did you do heroin, too?
Yeah, I have. Are you going to take it to that extent to do that?
You were doing pills?
I've changed my life around now. And I
How
know
you do
what
that?
It is in high school, and if I ever have kids, I would not let them do that.
All right, see, you've changed your life around. So why couldn't kids be around you? You were a good influence. Are you?
Do you
religious?
Know how many of my friends have shot themselves in the head? I had a friend
Was it an accident?
Last week.
All right, was it? Were they
killing the guy? I had a friend last week that shot herself in the head and killed herself.
They shot herself?
She shot herself. She
no, what I'm saying is, did she have multiple personality, or?
No, she was bad off on Oxycontin pills.
No, you said that they shot her.
No, she shot herself.
She shot them?
She shot herself.
She committed suicide.
No, the gentleman said they shot her, and he said, but she did it. So I thought there were many different parts of this girl that shot... I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. All I'm saying is, you still have people that are shooting themselves. So are you sure you're not smoking or drinking?
But why would your kid...
Exactly.
Why would
they want
to get in a situation?
Matthew, thank you for your call. 1-800-449. I think... let's just forget about...
He said that they shot her. They shot himself. He said her shot himself. Or something like that. And what I'm saying, Phil, is whether he shot her or him shot it, it got shot by her. Or, you know what I'm saying? In other words,
I know what you're saying. I'm still saying it's a dangerous game to play.
What? If her shot them?
I'm talking about the 1-800-449-8686 Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking about the thing.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join me. Bobby Dooley with Mothers with Answers, an organization formed by women at the behest of their husbands to come up with solutions for children. They can be cool as well as healthy. How to teach your kid to hold a cigarette, puff on a cigarette, but not inhale the cigarette.
And Phil, I wanted to make a point to a lot of people that are listening. Right now, I'm standing in front of the Hidden Valley Kennels. This is one of the top guard dog companies in Southern California. Tonight, we're going to be making a purchase of a guard dog. And the reason why we need that guard dog is because we have become more popular as a family. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we socialized our children well. And now we actually need to hire a guard dog to keep away a lot of admiring people that want to come to our home. In other words...
Your kids have successfully socialized, so you're popular with other people?
We've become a little bit of a celebrity family, yeah. So it does work. That's the good news. It does work. Give it time. Be patient. But it does work.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Marissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. My question is, you're saying inhaling and doing all that, mm-hmm. to fit in. There are so many different cliques. Why would you want to do that? Why would you just to fit in with the cool kids or whatever? Why would you push your kid or not? Maybe not push your kid, but even want to have your kid do that when there's so many other cliques out there that don't do that. That just makes no sense to me.
Well, he's not really smoking.
I'm sorry?
He's not really smoking. He's just fake smoking.
But there's so many other people that don't smoke. Why? I mean, I smoke, okay? But there are so many people out there that smoke. I don't wish my daughter to smoke because I do. And I don't, you know, why should she just hang out with somebody? Like, you know, when she could hang out with a totally different clique.
You know, Marissa, I'll tell you a story. I was on a train. I was on my way to San Francisco. And we were sitting in the smoking car, and we wanted to take the train. Now, a man walked into the smoking car, and he was waving the smoke away, and he looked very irritated, and he said he hated cigarette smoke. So we naturally asked him, why are you here? And you know what he said? He said, because the most interesting people smoke cigarettes. It really is true. The most interesting people...
It depends where you're looking. It depends where you're looking.
It's the most interesting... Well, honey, look at...
Anybody, that is one person's view. That is his view. That's not everyone else's view out there.
I think everyone knows that.
That is one individual view.
Well, I think everyone knows deep down that the most interesting people do smoke cigarettes because in a lot of ways, I guess they just don't care. They don't have the fear. You can hear we're at the Hidden Valley Kennel right now. I have to buy a guard dog. That's how popular we are.
I don't agree with your policies and with what you're saying.
It's hard to argue with the fact.
To me, that it's stupid. I mean, you're sounding like Michael Jackson to me. I mean, it just makes no sense what you're saying. You know, you can puff, but don't inhale. I mean.
I'm talking about a cigarette, not Michael Jackson.
You don't have to say that.
Well, she said Michael Jackson. Are you talking about his...
I'm saying you're being hypocritical, in my opinion. That's my one opinion, but to me, you're being hypocritical.
Well, maybe you're jealous of the fact that we have to get a guard dog. I don't know. I don't really know where you're coming from. But I am buying a guard dog, and you don't have to have one. So, there you go.
Well, whatever. All right. Hey, listen, Marissa, thank you.
No, don't, Marissa.
Well, thank you so much.
No, Marissa, this is Bobby. I want to know. Aren't you jealous of the fact that we need a guard dog?
Well, I'm still confused on the guard dog thing as it is, so I have no idea why you need a guard dog. So.
Are you for real? We need a guard dog because we're popular.
All right, so you're popular. And
who's popular?
Because we are our family.
Because your kids smoke?
No, because they pretend to. Don't you understand?
You know, that's what, you know, locks and alarms, and I just don't see what a guard dog is. I don't get it.
Oh, my God. Are you?
I don't get any of your views. I don't understand.
Look,
where
you should
come
not
from,
have
lady,
called.
Because it's totally different from anything I've ever heard of.
Well, you should have not called and listened a little bit more, because right now I'm only left with one question. Are you for real? And I just don't get it.
I'm asking you, are you for real? Because... Everything you said is off the wall.
I don't know if you remember a very popular wrestler by the name of Macho Man, Randy Savage, the Macho Man. Our family is almost like Randy the Macho Man Savage. We walk down the streets of our neighborhood every day with our pinky finger extended going, yeah, because that's what it's about.
All right, Marissa, thank you. When are you guys picking this dog out?
Steve's over right now with the Kennel Master.
Oh, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Chandra, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I wanted to say, okay, I don't agree with you because, okay, I'm a teenager, and, you know, my parents didn't have to tell me to smoke or pretend to drink alcohol, and I'm accepted by my peers.
Yes.
You know, what kind of parenting is that? Tell your, is that, it's like saying, okay, it's okay to pretend to jump off the bridge if everybody else can jump off the bridge. So that can lead to other issues.
Well, Sandra, we're not asking them to jump off the bridge. We're asking them to pretend to jump
off
the bridge.
But you're basically telling them to throw their life away. You're saying it's pretending now, but sooner or later it's going to lead to something else.
Sandra, I want to ask you a question. In the background, you can hear, maybe you can hear them, I don't know, a swarm of bees. This is because we've been able to afford our own hive system. We now produce our own honey and sell it. Why? Because of the business contacts we've made through our children's
smoking. Your background has nothing to do with being a cancer. Do you know what cigarettes do to you?
Yes.
Okay.
They're very injurious. They're very bad
for you. Okay, you're telling your kids to pretend to smoke. I mean, what kind of grades do your kids make in school that, you know, that they have to scoop so low to pretend to do something just to be accepted, to feel like they're wanted?
I'm telling you that the business contacts we've made through the parents of the children our kids have befriended, because they pretend to smoke, have led us to this. We have our own system of beehives. We have our own business.
Well, that's good for you.
Okay. That wouldn't have happened had our kids not...
So what are you doing? You're using your kids to get what you want out of life. By having your kids pretend to smoke, you're getting money from them. You're basically selling your kids.
No, because our kids are not
smoking. Okay, but you just said with the business contract that you have with the parents of the other kids that they're allowing you to be wealthy or whatever and getting your own beehives or whatever you said. So you're saying by using your kids, telling them to pretend to smoke, you're getting wealthy off of them because of the contract you have with the other kids.
Yes, darling, they're not really smoking, darling. That's number one. And number two, how many people...
They're not really smoking. You don't know what they're really doing.
Honey,
are you there when they're pretending to inhale?
Yeah, we're telling them don't inhale. Why would they inhale? They can look cool.
Okay.
How many people...
Kids don't listen to their parents half the time anyway. You're telling them to pretend to inhale. They might be inhaling for real. And then inhaling some cigarettes might answer drinking some alcohol. Drinking some alcohol might answer other drugs. Other drugs might answer other lifestyles.
How many people do you know that own their own system of beehives?
Okay, beehives don't have nothing to do with pretending your kids have to smoke. Beehives has nothing to do with teaching your kids how to pretend to smoke.
What doesn't?
You're teaching your kids the wrong values.
What doesn't have anything to do? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Beehives. You're talking about selling your kids. Okay.
We have our own system of beehives, and the kids don't smoke. They pretend.
Okay.
God. Why don't
they pretend? But
yes.
Do you know what you're doing to by pretending to make your kids smoke.
Chandra, I want you to...
You have your own beehives.
They're
selling your kids. You're using your kids to become wealthy. Do you understand that?
Yes, but it's not hurting them.
You agree. So you agree that you're using your kids.
But it's not hurting
them. You agree.
It's not hurting them. It's not hurting them.
Well, okay, but you agree that you're using your kids.
All right, I'll agree with you if you'll listen to this.
You agree.
Yes, but listen to this. Do you know what that is? That's Disneyland. We have our own yearly pass for free to Disneyland. Why?
Good for you.
Good for us?
Because you're using your kids.
Yes.
That's why.
Do you hear that?
You're using your kids. You know what? I pity your kids. I feel sorry for them. They have parents like...
Okay. We're on the Jungle Cruise.
Because I wish my parents would use me.
We're on the Jungle Cruise right now.
My parents, they teach me value. They teach me how to become my own person.
All right, let me ask you this.
Because I'm going to be wealthy because of my own, and I help them.
You work at Applebee's? Well, good for you, but that's not a...
No, I don't work at Applebee's. I don't work at Applebee's. I'm still in school. When I finish school, I'm going to be a lawyer.
So therefore,
no, I don't work at Applebee's,
let me recap.
I'm telling
you, therefore,
my parents teach me values and morals, and because
all right,
teaching me
Chandra,
not to
Chandra, hold on for a minute. What, Bobby?
All right, so Chandra, being at Disneyland, having our own beehives, or going to Disneyland, none of that's impressive. None of that's impressive?
Okay, anybody can get that. You don't have to protect.
Oh, my God. Now you're really starting to tighten my jaws. Not everybody has their own beehive system.
Oh, whatever.
Don't nobody want... Not everybody wants their own beehive system. And not everybody wants
right.
their own. That's true.
All right, Chandler Hunt, thanks. We're going to take a break. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-6... Would you get the beehives out of here?
Okay, how many people do you know ride a burrow to work?
All right, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Hoo yeah," like the Macho Man.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with us. Bobby, you wanted to, you said you wanted to give us a tour or something?
So right now, we are in the, we are in our own private downstairs bowling alley here at our home, and you can hear my husband Steve and two of our sons Dylan and Seth are bowling. And the reason why we have our own downstairs bowling alley is because we taught our children how to socialize, and they got to know the children of the family that is an heir to the man who invented the pin setting machine, Bill Fisher. And
I understand all of this, and I think the callers are understand. They're trying to say, is it worth endangering the health of your children to make these contacts?
And your callers, Phil, are not hearing what I'm saying. They're not really smoking. The children are pretending to smoke. Now, the young lady that I spoke with tried to get me to say, but I'm using my children. We all use our children, Phil. Any mother will tell you. There isn't a mother out there, Phil, that won't tell you that at one time or another, she doesn't use her children for her own personal benefit. I think it's natural for a woman to want to show her kids off, not because she's necessarily proud of the children, but because she wants to make herself look like a big shot.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to, is it Dia?
Hello?
Yes, Dia, go right ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Ma'am, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You absolutely need to be ashamed of yourself. Endangering the welfare of your children is a crime punishable by law. Smoking under the age of 18 is against the law.
They're not smoking.
Just because they're not inhaling does not mean they're not smoking.
How
they're putting a cigarette to their lips, and they're endangering their own health and welfare.
No, you don't know the law.
Yes, I do, ma'am. I sell cigarettes every single day. I do know the law.
You know about selling them. You don't know what constitutes smoking them.
Not inhaling does not just not constitute smoking, though.
Well, I think I got you on that one, so you're going to have to try something else.
Well, wait a minute. The lady sells cigarettes.
Well, she's coming on trying to intimidate me.
I'm not trying to intimidate you. I'm just trying to make you aware that you're endangering the health of your children by allowing them to do that.
No, I am not. They're not inhaling.
They're putting a cigarette to their lips. They're putting a carcinogen to their body.
No, they're not. They're not inhaling.
Just because they're not inhaling, they're putting a cigarette to their mouth, are they not?
You know, Dia, because you know the price of Wild Irish Rose doesn't mean you're a doctor. I know my children.
Are they putting
the
cigarette to their lips?
Do you have your own bowling alley?
Do I have my own bowling alley? What's that got to do with anything?
Because we have a bowling alley because we know the family that is the heir to the pin-setting machine inventor.
And you're proud of this because you allow your children to smoke?
They don't smoke.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They're putting a cigarette to their mouth. They are smoking.
Look, because you sell Slim Jims by the jar doesn't mean you know anything about...
Are we quit knocking what the lady does for a living?
Well, she thinks she's a doctor, Phil, and she's not.
She has an opinion.
You're a mother, and obviously you're not.
Well, I have three children. How many do you have?
I have one, and I'm very proud of mine.
I got you. Got you on that one.
How'd you get her on that?
More doesn't mean it's better.
She's got a kid. You got three. So what?
I got her.
Just because you were able to push two more puppies out doesn't make you a better mother.
How much is gas at your service station?
I'm sorry?
How much is gas at your service station?
What does it matter?
I just want to know. You know so much.
$2.65 a gallon, just like it is everywhere else in town.
Are you ashamed of that?
No.
You're not ashamed of the fact that the poor families have to come in and spend that?
I have to spend it, too, and so do you.
Well, no, I don't, because you know why?
You don't own your own gas station,
trust me. Because my children smoke. We have contacts.
All right, look, thank you very much, Dea.
What a dyke. Jesus. Bet your grease turns her on. Yeah.
You know, Ms. Dooley, I think you're being...
Hold on for a minute. Brooklyn. yell at us. Gutter.
Gutter ball, ha ha. Gutter ball, ha ha.
We have to break.
Oh, really? Okay, thanks a lot. So I'm left with egg on my face while Dea walks off and chews on another Slim Jim with a self-satisfied smile on her face back there sitting on a stool. I hate you.
Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I once wore pants to church 4 Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I want you to hear something. I think this is something that is going to prove the point that I wanted to make earlier about the fact that we let our kids smoke, and it has given us a leg up, you might say, socially. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Listen to this. Through our contacts, we have our own dental chair, and Steve is now going to... He is drilling his own teeth. Isn't that exciting? Yeah! Drilling, giving himself a root canal. Isn't that wonderful?
You're a mentally deranged woman.
You know what? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but a bone will never hurt... I mean, not a bone. Sticks and stones will break my bones.
Sticks and stones will break my bones.
Thank you, Steve. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but Steve's bone will never hurt me.
You're a sick animal.
1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.